Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Straight down the middle. It went straight down the middle.
The voice of golf in Michigan, Bill Hobson, over the years now, the host of Michigan Golf Live. They broadcast from locations around the state, almost always with green grass under their feet. And soft spikes, of course. And it wasn't a softball that I threw to him a year ago when we stood on Mackinac Island broadcasting and across the desk from each other on our AT&T microphones. And I asked him what he thought about the players like James Pyatt, the Michigan amateur champ from Michigan State University, joining the LIV Tour. And here's what Bill Hobson said.
Would you ever go into business with the mob?
I think you're asking the wrong person.
Well, let me ask somebody else.
Yeah, well, that was just a bit of humor, but he was very serious about that, and he's on our AT&T line now, that the LIV Tour and the PGA Tour and the Euro Tour are merging. Welcome back to the airwaves, Mr. Hobson.
Well, thank you, and yeah, a year ago could have very well been repeated yesterday when the entire golf world was shocked by this announcement. And when I say, by the way, the entire golf world, I'm talking about the players had no idea that the commissioner they employ was working behind the scenes to strike a deal they didn't ask for. It was one of the most bizarre days I have ever seen in the 30-something years of covering the game. I rank it right behind that weird, tragic day that Payne Stewart lost his life along with others on a plane that just went to nowhere. This would, for me, be number two because it was truly a shocker and I think a bit of a betrayal of the players who had passed up hundreds of millions of dollars as an enticement to go and join the LIV Tour. So lots to talk about and lots to still learn in the days ahead.
Those tour players that you're talking about also walked a PR plank, I guess, to support the regular PGA Tour. And now they're going to have to walk those words back? They're going to be expected to support something that they were vocal against?
Well, they're going to be expected to do so, which is not the same as they will do so. In fact, there's a very powerful soundbite of the commissioner, Jay Monahan, sitting down with Jim Nance, your friend, a year ago, on the air, asked about all of this kind of a possibility, and Jay Monahan said, I am proud to be the commissioner of a tour where no player ever has to apologize for being part of that tour. And he was imploring other players to think about that before they would ever go into partnership with the Saudis. I cannot wait until somebody gets the chance to ask him about that exact quote, because not only are the players put in an uncomfortable position, but Jay's own words and his own actions belie the fake positivity that was spun out on all of this yesterday. And by the way, nobody's buying it. There's no joy in Mudville today if Mudville has really, really nicely mown greens and walnut lockers.
Well, I mean, and some of the tour players are saying Jay Monahan should resign. And say what you want about Donald Trump if you're unearthing old quotes. A year ago, he said that these players, if they don't take the money now, they're going to be disappointed a year from now when the merger happens and they didn't get a handful of cash, too.
Yes, and so, Michael, there are different approaches to the issue of the race for money in our culture. And this is not new. It's happened throughout all of humankind. There are times when you can come away with huge bags of cash, but in order to do so, you would need to violate some of the core tenets that you hold. Maybe it's in your faith or in your conscience or your family tradition. I'm not surprised to hear those who say, well, you'd be an idiot to pass up $400 million. hey, listen, yeah, okay, but if you stop and consider where the money comes from, is that part of your equation? And for many of the players, it was, and it still is. Rory McIlroy was offered $500 million. Tiger Woods was offered $900 million by the Saudis. Now, you and I both understand, neither of those guys is working a side hustle job as at a car wash. they're doing okay, but that still is enough money to get your attention. I think you'd probably sit up straight and listen. And in the end, they both decided, you know what, this tradition, this history, what Mr. Palmer, what Mr. Nicklaus, what Mr. Hogan and Nelson did in the days before us is more important to us. And they led this movement to stop players from defecting. And they were largely successful. LIV is a disaster. It doesn't have any eyeballs on it. And for some reason, Jay Monahan decided to throw LIV a lifeline. And I think the real story here is what are those reasons and how many of them are headed to Jay Monahan's direction? And what job will he have a year from now? Because I don't think it will be as commissioner of the tour.
Greg Norman gets left holding the bag again, as I understand. He, too, was blindsided by the merger. The guy who was recruiting players for LIV, and right out front of it, you and I are old enough to remember when he wanted to start a world tour, and the PGA Tour gobbled that one up, too.
Yeah, and I think probably the prevailing sentiment is it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. sorry to say, but he has misled every one of his LIV Tour players. Regarding exposure, regarding freedom, regarding the reduction of travel, you know, all the things that they falsely claimed as their reasons for leaving the tour. And for the record, not that it really matters, but I don't have any objection to anybody competing with the PGA Tour. My objection to all of this is simply the source of the funding and what it means and what sports washing is, what it really is defined as. And if there were players who last year would need to apologize for the tour that they're on, there are now some players who, through no fault of their own, will have to spend a lot of time explaining how this tour that they're on suddenly endorses the behavior of the Saudi regime. There are still some real troubling human rights issues involved with all of that. And you know what? Golf deserves better. This game that I love so much, that you love so much, that you've written about so eloquently over the years and talked about, it deserves better than to be dragged through the mud of something that belongs in Washington, D.C., where we expect swampy things to happen. And instead, it's now moved over into golf. And, you know, if we were using a golf analogy, we would put a big white circle around all of this and call it ground under repair because it is just a disaster.
I'm glad you brought that up. So now do you, Bill Hobson, the host of Michigan Golf Live, and Christine Brennan at the USA Today and Brandel Chambly on Golf Channel, ignore the PGA Tour because they're involved with the Saudis? Do you put them in a no-fly zone and cover golf otherwise?
Well, the majority of what I do isn't PGA Tour related. It's average everyday golfer related, where we celebrate the game everywhere we go. We'll still cover it because it's still newsworthy. We'll still be at the Rocket Mortgage Classic, which, by the way, this year is represented by a wonderful champion, Tony Finau, who's coming back in a great field as well. I feel for the organizers of local tour events. They didn't ask for this. This doesn't sell a single extra ticket. What it does is it distracts from their efforts to get out the word that they're raising hundreds of thousands from local charities. I haven't seen that commitment in any of the initial press releases from Jay Monahan and the cabal that's putting this whole thing together.
Live from the U.S. Open next week, Michael Patrick Shields, Firekeepers Golf Classic this week. And no LIV players
at Firekeepers. Our path to a top 10 state is only as strong as our strength of commitment. It's time to compete to win. When we do better by our kids, invest in people, accelerate our economy, and get the fundamentals right, we will feel a powerful wind in our sails that will move Michigan forward. That's a top 10 state. Business Leaders for Michigan is the state's business roundtable. We're committed to make Michigan more competitive. Time to be bold, Michigan. It's time to compete to win.
Traverse City is more than a place, it's a destination. And for many, it's a dream, but a dream that's reachable and ready every single day. Just a car ride away. Traverse City is diverse, though, from beaches to boating to bluffs to wine and food, shopping and snowmobiling, gaming and golf. The possibilities are countless. So become a regular in Traverse City, where you'll feel away and at home, because its people are its charm.
For more information on summer getaways, visit TraverseCity.com.
Instant games, daily games, Powerball? If you're a Michigan Lottery player, they all sound like fun. And here's another fun sound. School kids, they're what the Michigan Lottery is all about. You see, every time you play your favorite lottery games, you help us contribute to Michigan public schools all across the state. Last year alone, over $1 billion, and over $27 billion since 1972. So, having fun and helping schools? Sounds like a great idea. The Michigan Lottery. For fun, for schools. Knowing your limits is always the best bet.
Change is bright. It's a clean energy future fueled by fields of solar. It's LED lighting in every home. And Consumers Energy is making it happen with their industry-leading clean energy plan. This year, they're going all in on their commitment to protecting the planet while serving nearly 7 million Michigan neighbors. Learn more and join the movement at consumersenergy.com/cleanenergy.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.